Hi there, Pastor Austin Vondracek here. Thank you for joining us at Rosewood Church Online. My prayer for you is that this message will be used by God to bless, teach, and challenge you today. And whether you call Rosewood home and are catching up on a past message, or you're one of our many long-distance partners who tune in every week, would you consider giving back to support the ministries and missions of Rosewood Church? You can do so easily through our website, rosewoodchurch.org. And if you're listening and you're local to the West Michigan area, we would love to have you in person when the time is right for you. Again, I pray this blesses you and helps you grow in your love of Jesus Christ. I guess Pastor Appreciation Month isn't over, and so on the last day possible, I received this very special gift. This pastor has an awesome congregation, and yes, they bought him this shirt, so thank you for that. I suspect it was more than one person, but we're just going to roll with it because it's Fifth Sunday, and this is always a fun day for us. Before service, there was a kid who was saying, "Mom, is it Fifth Sunday today?" And she goes, "Yeah." And she goes, "Yes!" You know, so it's a fun day to be together. It's a fun day to kind of to you know, keep some of the things that remind us, that are comfortable, that kind of bring us into a place of worship, but it's also fun to do things a little bit differently. And that's exactly what we need to do if we're going to be a church that has so many different generations, and to be able to have kids be a part of the service today. We're going to do things a little bit different. And one of the things that we're going to do a little different is my teaching is going to be much shorter, but we're going to kind of have some fun with it as we go. However, we are still, so let me just kind of catch y'all up, because you kids, you're not normally in here during this part. If you're new, we are in a series that we're calling Weird, okay? So kids, if you've wondered, what do my parents talk about? Do they talk about me when I leave? Like, why do I have to leave? We talk about weird things, okay? So we've been in a series called Weird, and we're calling it Weird because we're looking at some weird parts of Scripture, namely paradoxes. A paradox is when you have two things that seem contradictory or seem like they shouldn't be, like, it seems like they can't both be true at the same time, and yet they are. And so we've been discovering these beautiful truths in Scripture through these paradoxes. And the paradox that we're going to look at today is from Luke 9, and I'll read that to you here. It'll also be available up on the screen. So just a few verses. Here's what it says. This is Jesus speaking. He says, then he said to all of them, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Now, that's not the weird part. Here's where it gets weird. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. Okay, so if you want to gain your life, you want to save your life, you're going to lose it. But if you're like, it's fine, then you're going to have it. What's going on here? What's going on with this paradox? Well, we're gonna talk about this through a few different lenses or a few different ways of kind of understanding this. For one, let's think of it like a mirror, okay? Because all of us have. I think that we all kind of, our natural instincts is that we kind of go through life like this, okay? Looking at ourselves, looking out for ourselves. Basically, no matter where we look, we're looking out for ourselves. That's kind of our natural instinct. We operate like this. And when we operate like this, for instance, you make choices. All of you make choices every day, no matter how old you are. You make choices. But when you operate life like this, always looking out for yourself, your choices are going to gravitate around you and your best interests. Never mind somebody else. That's not what's important. What's important is you. Your friends, you're going to choose friends. I know what it was like in middle school and high school. You choose friends based upon not even so much who you like, but how that friend group is going to affect how people see you and your friends, your family, your community, your church, or whatever. It's going to be, okay, what do they have to provide for me? Receiving becomes more important than giving when we live like this, always staring at this mirror. In fact, here, it goes further, it goes deeper than this, because as Christians, look, you can have a saving relationship with Christ, and you can still kind of live like this, okay? When you're a Christian, you're not a perfect person. And so you can love Jesus, yet still, maybe even without fully realizing it, be walking through life like this. this, looking out for yourself. Now, here's what happens, though, and it's subtle, and until sometimes somebody tells you, it's difficult to even see yourself. When you live life like this, looking out for yourself, what starts to happen is that Jesus starts to look more like the person in the mirror. Rather than being transformed into the likeness of Christ, we start to transform Jesus into the likeness of ourselves, where we take our values and put them upon Jesus so he starts to look like our values. The things that we prioritize, we place them upon Jesus, and now Jesus starts to look like we look. We can do this so easily, and this is every age. No one is immune from this happening. We start to create Jesus in our own likeness. And the challenge of this verse is to, the challenge of this verse, in fact, the challenge of the gospel is to live a life not like this, but to over time, through the grace of Jesus, to start to turn the mirror a little bit. We start turning the mirror a little bit by little bit so that when people see us, they're not seeing us. They're seeing Christ glorified through us. We're no longer trying to glorify ourselves. We're trying to glorify Christ. And so what Jesus is doing here is he's challenging us. He's saying, what's the focus of your life? What do you really want to be? What are you all about? What are you all about? Because if you're all about you, well, there's a finite end to you. But if you're all about Christ, who never leaves us, never forsakes us, well, there's an infinite. It goes on forever. So what's your focus? What's your aim? In fact, speaking of aim, I didn't plan this. But speaking of aim, another way of thinking about this is like a target, okay? We all are facing a target, every single one of us. If you're a kid, you've got a target. Every one of us, we've got a target. And by that I mean, we have this intended outcome of our life. We have this version of ourselves that we want to be. We've got some filter that we, every single one of our decisions, even if we don't fully realize it, we are filtering all of our decisions and our choices through this filter of who we want to be. We are all shooting at a target. Question is, which target are you shooting at? Every one of us is shooting at, it's not about missing the target or being on the target. We are all shooting at a target and you're gonna hit it. The question is, what target are you aiming at? Because every one of your choices is like another arrow that you pull back on. And who you want to be is going to determine what target you aim at. Okay, so every choice you have, how you treat your enemies, what are you going to aim at with that? Who do you want to be as someone who treats their enemies a certain way? When you come to a choice, parents, when your kids just drive you insane, what is your response going to be? Kids, as your parents drive you insane, what is your response going to be? Every decision we have is like another shot at a target. And that target is ultimately what we're living our life for and who we wish to become. And the challenge of the gospel and the challenge of Christ is to say, aim at me. Intend to be like me. Read my word. Pray. Understand who I am so that you can better take your aim at me. So what are you focusing your life around? If your focus is on yourself, you're going to lose yourself. But if your focus is on Christ, you will find that eternal life. And here's the beautiful thing about Jesus, is that even when we're aiming at the wrong target, or even if we're walking around with a mirror in front of our face, he always gives us a chance to start over. He gives us a chance to begin again and try it anew and refocus our life. However, there's one person who's not as nice about letting you begin again and start again.
Boys and girls, if Jesus was standing here right now, we would be in awe and say, wow, Jesus is here, but you only get me, so I've got a better idea. We're going to pray and we're going to close our eyes. And sometimes boys and girls kind of wonder, why do we fold our hands and close our eyes? Can anybody guess? Why? Why do we do that? Right. So we pray, and when we fold our hands and close our eyes, it's a special way to talk to Jesus, isn't it? That's right. And it keeps our hands out of trouble, because, you know, when you're sitting next to somebody, sometimes you like to punch them or do things with your hands when you pray, and it's better to, can everybody do that now? Fold your hands? Okay. Okay, we're going to do that. And then close your eyes, because then you can think about Jesus and not about me. Because that's what we're doing now. We're praying to Jesus. And we, everybody, fold your hands and close your eyes. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we know there are so many things for us to see. There are so many things going on around us, and it's hard to even think about you sometimes because we're so busy doing other things. And sometimes our hands are doing other things and getting us in trouble. And so in this special time, Lord, we have folded our hands together and we have closed our eyes, and we're looking to see Jesus, to understand that he is here right now. We can't see him, but he is present for us in a special way. And so we can say, Lord Jesus, help us to be like you. That's the most important thing, to learn from you what it means to be a follower of Jesus. So, Lord, as we think about hitting that target of doing the right things, of becoming more and more like Jesus, we pray that you would give us the strength, because we know we can't do it by ourselves. We always are going to fail. But with your help, Lord, every day we can see ways in which we are like Jesus. So help us all, no matter how old we are, to know that we're still learning. We're still becoming more and more like Jesus, and we should expect to see your presence in our lives each day. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you again for making Rosewood a part of your day. Now go in peace to love and serve the Lord.